Well, good morning, everybody. When I was a little kid growing up in Bloomington, we had this priest. He would just kind of blow in from time to time, and he was from Africa, and he was a very, very good priest, Father Emmanuel. He would just kind of be there periodically, and then he wouldn't be, and then he'd come back, and we never knew, but sometimes he'd do mass and so forth. And I remember one time I was in middle school, he came into the school, and Father Emmanuel showed us pictures of his village in Africa. And he said, if you come to our village in Africa, he said, where I grew up, there's no running water there. There's no electricity. There are no floors. We have huts. He showed us pictures. And he said, but we do have a lot of people. And we have a lot of love. And he said, if you ever came to my village, he said, you would be treated like a king. He said, people would rush to you when you got there, and they would want to know your name. They would want to know all about you. They would want to know how many siblings. They would want to know, where did you come from? Who are you? They would grab your bags and carry them for you. He said, they would invite you to their homes for food, for a meal, so they could get to know you. He said, that's what would happen if you came to my village. And he said, if you ever, this will stick with me always. He said, if you ever want to know what it's like to be God, be kind to a stranger, and then you will know. Be kind to a stranger. I think Father Emmanuel is right. Not too long ago, maybe a week or two ago, I was at the post office and I was waiting there in line. And there was this lady behind me, and I could tell she was kind of cranky and in a hurry, you know, better to say that probably. And I just said, how you doing, you know? And I said, I got all the time in the world. I said, you please go in front of me, no problem. And she had turned her whole mood around, you know? And I, for just a split second, I think I felt like what it feels like to be God. I mean, it's kind of crazy when we're good to strangers. Jesus is so good to strangers. Every time you read about it in the good book in the Bible, you can see all sorts of stories of Jesus being good to strangers. Jesus was not only good to strangers, to strangers that nobody else wanted anything to do with. Jesus was good to the lepers who could give you a bad disease. Jesus was kind to the prostitutes who would give you a bad reputation. Jesus was kind to the tax collectors who wanted to gyp you out of all your money. Jesus was kind to the Romans and the centurions who were prejudiced against your religion. Jesus was kind to the sinners who talked behind his back. Jesus was kind to everybody. But you know what we celebrate, don't you, right now? Is that Jesus isn't just a historical figure. Jesus lives now. Jesus is alive right now. As fully as he ever was and ever will be, Jesus is alive right now. And we are all strangers because of our sins. We have made ourselves strangers to the Lord. But Jesus is good to us. Yeah, I saw this line on some meme the other day, and it said, I always knew Jesus came for the most vile and wretched sinners. Only later in my life did I realize that I'm in that category. Because our sins do that. We estrange ourselves from our Lord. But Jesus is so good. Jesus is so kind. He is kind to all strangers. And if you want to know what it's like to be God, do the same. And here's the cool thing, is that we can never do it on our own. Jesus kind of says that here in our gospel today. He says, I don't speak on my own. I don't do my works on my own. And neither will you. He says, but if you believe in me and cooperate with me, you will do the works that I do. And so here's the cool thing. When we take in our Lord, body, soul, and divinity, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, the God of the universe joins forces with us. And we
then come to know, to experience what it is like to be God. Because we let our Lord to live in us and through us, speak through us, act through us, love through us. Even strangers that nobody else wants anything to do with. Maybe especially that sort of folk. But our Lord is so good. In our first reading, there was a whole group of people that were being ignored. And God takes care of it and institutes the diaconate in order to help solve that problem. In the second reading, there were these rejected stones. And the most rejected of them all, our God makes the cornerstone, Jesus. We are invited into all of this. We are invited to receive our blessed Lord in this beautiful Mass and to experience, even for just a moment, what it is like to be God, because we take God in and allow Him to live in us and act in us and love in us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.